it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The new menu items range from an elote burger, which will require several napkins, and even a rowdy dog. That is a Nathan's All Beef Frank, wrapped in bacon, of course, and served on a brioche bun. Marcelo Vasquez is the executive chef in charge of some of the more upscale items, including the main lobster brioche rolls.
The flatbread, people like it. It's a classic item. So is the macaroni, mac and cheese, cow. But for example, to be in a new visual, appealing, inviting item, I can tell you the lobster roll, it will have a great exposure. We have a great upsetting for our clientele. And it's stuff like the new sausage. The sausage, they look great and they taste amazing. So, you know, people will try once, and after that, we'll see how they like it. You know, we replace it from pork to beef brisket. So I think it's a lot of good positive thing that we think about it. At the end of the day, we're hoping the best, you know, for them to try.
Heather Fuller is the concessions chef.
I love that smoked salmon BLT. That's something I've wanted to do for a really long time. But out of the hot, savory ones, I'd say the Texas burrito with the barbacoa is probably my favorite. But I can't even eat a half of it. The thing is giant.
Well, and you know, everything's bigger in Texas. We're literally standing on the Dallas Cowboys football field. Mm-hmm. And you had to mention the burrito is on a 17-inch tortilla.
Yes.
That's insane.
Giant. And I could have went 24 inches.
Really?
If they had a 24-inch tortilla that I could use. And I was like, yeah, that's a little overkill. This is a little overkill.
But it's still a lot of food.
Yeah, absolutely.
The folks who put everything together every year keep the fans at top of mind. They may bring in some outside ideas, but always make sure there is a Texas twist to it. Executive Chef Marcelo Vasquez.
We take a lot of recommendations, what they want to try. Based on our historical, we have 60-70% of the menu, they love it. So we do adjustment based on the feedback for the client. We see, worldwide events, like some trendy items, and we incorporate them by the Texas way. We always going to put a Texas twist in everything we do. Of course, we are in the great state of Texas, so we honor that.
Fan favorite menu items remain, such as the pizza burger and Cowboys cheesesteak. And remember, there are vegan-friendly choices. Those are for the fan that wants the stadium experience just without the meat. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.